around the mix, but that's not fine for everybody.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling your telecoms department. How may I help you today?
Oh, hi, it's Femke Barnes calling. We've just shifted into a new apartment that has the linen
data connections.
So we need to now find ourselves a new provider for our internet. So I'm just ringing up to get some information from you and maybe a quote onto what the total cost will be.
Sure, I'll be more than happy to assist you today and answer your questions. So technically for Linham Network, we do offer a different plan.
Yep.
The cheapest one we have was 25 Mbps, that is $69.95 monthly. Mm-hmm. This is applicable for a family 3 users for emails, surfing the web, and basic streaming. Then we do have as well 50 Mbps, $79.95. So this is applicable to 3 to 5 users for email, surfing the web, and standard streaming. And if you're looking for family 5 plus users for email, surfing the web, full gaming, HD quality, and 4K quality streaming, that is Fast, Linham Fast, 100 Mbps, and that is for $89.95.
Okay, so we do have a good TV, HD TV, and everything like that. We're only a couple, and we do, mm-hmm. you know, use Foxtel and stream to the TV through Foxtel. So I don't know whether that HD 4K quality streaming is a better option than the $79 one. What do you think?
Sir, for me, if you are only a couple and then you're just using the services for only email, surfing the web, etc., and not for any online gaming, this will be better.
Okay.
This will good to go for you. The Linham standard, 50 Mbps.
Okay, the $79, and that will still come out okay on the TV when we're watching sport and everything, will it? Through Foxtel.
Yes.
Okay then, so $79.95 a month. And then do we need to have then a modem, do we?
You just need a modem as well. You have an option if you have your own modem.
No,
that would be okay. You don't? Okay, yeah. So if you don't have, you need to purchase. You have an option to purchase with Airtel or you can purchase externally. But we do offer 3 kinds of modem.
Okay. So what's the better one to suit for that particular plan that we're looking at, the $79 plan?
Oh, most of our customers who's having this plan, they are getting this Airtel Gaming Wi-Fi 6 dual band. This is the cheapest, and it's $139.95.
Okay, then. And so what's the difference between a we're just looking around at all these different suppliers, and
mm-hmm.
a couple said we need a modem, and somebody else has said we need a router. So what is the difference there?
Oh, router and modem is usually the same. So if you already have the router and the MPD back.
We don't have anything, but we just didn't know whether a router is better than a modem or a modem is better than a router or they're both the same.
It's just both the same.
Okay.
Excuse me. Now, the one we're looking at has got aerials on it, right? So does that have to have direct contact to the telly for the work, or can it work through a wall in a cupboard?
Oh, I do apologize. You caught up on that part. I just heard tablet.
I know. The one we're looking at is
the modem, the $139.95 modem.
It's got the aerials on it, antennas. Does that have to have direct line to the telly for it to work, or does it work in a cupboard?
Oh, this is walking a cable. You have to plug in from the NTD box. And then once you receive this router, our tech team will assist you how to be connected with the service. But you will be receiving the router pre-configured. It means to say you don't need to do anything. You just need to plug and play. And our support team will be available to help you out to be connected to the service.
Thank you very much. But a question I'm asking is, why do they have aerial little antennas if it plugs in? What's the antennas do? Do they have line of sight to the telly?
With that thing, I have to ask our provisioning team to provide you the accurate details or answer.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is we're in a big complex of apartments, and they've got in a cabinet, they've got this Linden network,
mm-hmm.
which you plug onto, and then they've got on the backside of one of these modems or routers, there's another plug that goes into the wall and all the wiring goes around the telly. Is that going to work that way, or does it have to have line of sight from the modem to the telly?
Oh, okay, I got it. I have to reach out to our provisioning team and tech team in regards with that just to make sure I'll provide you the correct details.
Yeah, because that's what we're confused about, because we've got all the connections that go through the wall
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
another one behind the telly. So all we have to do is get a couple of soft wires in each end. That's why we're asking whether we need a modem or we need a router.
A router, okay.
My understanding is a router, you have to have line of sight or somewhere where it'll beam across. And not only can we not put it in the cupboard there, we'll have to find another connection and it'll just sit on there. So that's what we need to know.
Sure, sure. I'll be asking our tech team in regards with this and get back to you as soon as possible.
Thank you. And then we need a contract. Is that another cost on top of that? Like you get your plan, you get your router or modem,
yeah.
And then you get the contract. Is that right?
Yeah, you do have three options for signing in under 24-month contract. That is for free, no connection fee. If you will be signing in for 12-month contract, there will be $45 connection fee. And if you will be signing for no contract, connection fee is $60. So those are your options.
So in that clause of the 24 months, if we get it all set up and it doesn't work, can we back out of all this? Because I'm asking this question about this modem.
Yeah, but technically the terms and conditions will apply then if you will be terminating the services within the contract. Because if you will be signing in for a 12-month contract and 24-month contract, and for example, you would like to cancel the service within the 6 month period, cancellation fee of $250 plus GST will be applied. If it's after 6 months, it will be $120 cancellation fee. And also you have to provide 30 days notice. Those are the cancellation policy we do have under 12-month contract and 24-month contract.
Yeah. Well, okay. Are you quite happy? We need to just find out what the difference is between, say, a modem and a router.
Yes, definitely. I'll reach out to our provisioning and tech team, and then we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Good phone number to call you back is the one you're using right now, and since 6673, right?
No, you can call my on my husband's phone, 0407.
Mm-hmm.
597. 798.
Thank you. 0407-597-798. May I have his first name, please?
Brian.
Ron. Okay.
Brian.
Thank you so much.
A-N.
Oh, I do apologize. You said Ron?
No, Brian. B-R-I-N. Brian.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay, any questions for now?
No, if you can just find out about that, just say mm-hmm. what you're asking. We've got a telecommunications cupboard, so that's where the router or modem will sit, and we just need to know that it's still going to work shut in a cupboard because there's nowhere else to put it.
Okay, Shirley, I'll go ahead and endorse this question to our tech team, and they will call you as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, that's fabulous. Thank you very much for that. You have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
This one here, Dale, 90 and 140.